This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Jackie Fuller, sitting in for Susan Castle, and I'm here in KUTX's Studio 1A with Painted Red Starts. How y'all doing today?
We're good. How are you?
Very good. Welcome back to Studio 1A. Glad to have you back again.
Glad to be back.
Before we get started, can you introduce the band, William?
Yeah, definitely. We have Jamie Harris over in backup vocals. We have Noel Hampton over there in backup vocals and synthesizer. We have a special guest, John DeGraham, back there on slide guitar tonight.
Your father, for the uninitiated. Put your dad to work, that's right.
And that's Sam over there on bass. And Mike Meadows back there on drums. And my name is William Harris Graham.
Welcome. What, you're going to play a song for us. Can you tell me a little bit about this song you're about to play?
Yeah, this is a song off of our record, Foreign Fields. And this song's called Say Goodbye. Say goodbye. Don't you care enough to say goodbye to me? Don't you care enough to say goodbye? Don't you care enough to say goodbye to me? Following you into the into the sea, you're following me. Don't say that you're sorry. I know that you are my old friend, my goodbye. Don't you care enough to say goodbye to me? Don't you care enough to say goodbye? Don't you care enough to say goodbye to me? Following you into the water. Following me, don't say that you're sorry. I know that you are my old friend, my enemy.
Painted Red Starts in Studio 1A at KUTX. Tell you what, whether I'm hearing this band live or listening to it in headphones, I always feel it in my bones. I've got a question for you, William, but, well, it's for anybody that wants to chime in, but I'll direct them to you. So you recently made a video for the track Mystical Ways, which is a fantastic track. And I've always been really curious about the process of making a video. Is it a collaborative act? Did the whole band come up with the concept? Did you lead it? What was it like to make that and work with those folks?
Right. Actually, for the video for Mystical Ways, we did a video last year for one of our old singles, which was played a lot here at KUTX, actually, called Curtains Wide. Mm-hmm. And we made that with the indie filmmaker Jeff Marslett, who used to live in Austin. He now lives in Colorado. And before he moved this summer, and we wanted to do one more video with him before he left, since it was so great to do the video last year. And I kind of wanted to do the Mystical Ways video with him. And so I got together and I was talking to him about it. And he actually had the idea about this for a while, and it was something he wanted to do where he would shoot something in slow motion backwards, mm-hmm. kind of thing. And the idea behind it was kind of telling a movie from the end to the beginning.
Sure.
And the whole thing runs backwards. And so he and I started getting talking about it and what we really wanted the story to be. It kind of just developed from there. And it was a pretty small shoot. We did it in a day. But it was really fun.
So there's a bit of years between you and I. I'm 41. And I grew up on MTV. I was 6 years old when it launched. And like, it was this huge platform for music discovery for me, and it just, like, videos went so intrinsically hand-in-hand with songs. But I would imagine your experience or your relationship to videos is a little different. By the time you came around, MTV was not even music videos anymore. You had to go to YouTube and dig for stuff. So, like, what does a music video mean to you, and what's the motivation to even make one now?
Yeah, I mean, it is influenced from a lot of that, actually. And I mean, I've watched a lot of the old reruns of MTV. Mm-hmm. And the video we did with Jeff last year, actually, was a callback to 120 Minutes,
yeah.
Which is what they used to do. And we actually decided to do it like that because my dad played in the True Believers, and they were mm-hmm. on that. And so when we were going to do the video last year, we really wanted to have the idea of doing it like it was on MTV. And so, it's involved a lot of that, and it's, you know, it's kind of a form of storytelling, including the song and kind of trying to give kind of the feeling behind the song.
And it's funny that I asked you that question because last night I was in the middle of the night thinking, like, I'm not going to talk about his age because everybody talks about that, and he's probably getting really tired of that. And then I thought, well, rather than, you know, listening to the imaginary William Harry's Graham in my head, I should put it to the real guy. Do you get tired of that? Do you ever feel like that stands in the way of the things you really want to talk about? Or do you just look forward to the time when it's not a topic of conversation anymore?
I mean, I don't really mind it. It's one of those things where, especially when you're playing younger, a lot of people ask you, is it harder for you to write songs? And it's really, it's not any different. And I mean, you know, I don't really mind it as much, but yeah, I just kind of have learned to not care.
Yeah. Well, as
you can, as if you're a
musician. Many years of age, he's learned to not care.
as someone who used to write poetry, I don't much anymore. I would actually say that it probably was easier when I was younger. There was a lot more feels swirling around in me. Let's get another song for you. But before we do that, I want to let you know, listener, that you can catch Painted Red starts at KUTX Live at Uncle Billy's this Sunday. It is an all-ages show. So you can bring your friends and family. You can hear DJ Mixer Rogers spin some tunes starting at 2, and then Painted Red starts take the stage at 4. You guys have got some other gigs coming up. The residency at the Continental Club every Wednesday. You'll be doing the Texas Book Festival mid-October. That's awesome. And you can catch Painted Red starts new CD, Foreign Fields. It's available at Waterloo, Antones, and iTunes. So let's get one more track from Painted Red starts. What's this one?
This is another song off of the record, Foreign Fields. This one is called London.
London
Thanks to Painted Red Starts for stopping by Studio 1A. Catch him at Uncle Billy's on Sunday. This is KUTX 98.9.